This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in September of last year. We're talking about Holiday Islands Holdings, Inc., that trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HIHI. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Gene Thompson. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be back. In fact, I'm pleased to tell you and your audience that we're planning on doing these monthly from now on.
Nice.
That's a brand new development. We'd like to start a new investor awareness campaign, and this will be a piece of it.
Nice. Well, you know, it's been about 4 months since you've been on the show. So if you would, for my new listeners, and we got a ton of them, just kind of give us an overview of what you guys do.
We're a publicly held company. We trade on the OTC Pinks under the symbol HIHI. We did a reverse split, and which was effective in July of 2020. It got us out of the trips, and right now we're trading around 10 cents, but we believe that we're undervalued. That's one reason that we're looking to restart an IR campaign.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think your major accomplishments were in 2020? And 2020 was a very devastating, you know, year for the whole country.
It was, but it helped our industry because it lends itself to remote living. And that's what we do. Right now, we've got a $1.3 million RV park near the Dallas-Fort Worth Metro, which is a hot market. Under contract, expecting to close that somewhere around the 1st of March. If we get that accomplishment, I think we will. That should be a game changer in terms of our attractiveness in the investor market.
Nice.
2020, what got us started was we got a commitment from a California-based investment firm to provide us with acquisition capital, tranches $250,000. In 1 year, and $500,000 in the next year, which is coming up, as well as provide certain legal and administrative financing in the short term. We've been really since early last year, we've been seeking out residential and commercial properties in our marketing area. And our marketing area includes Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, of course, and Louisiana. And we added two members to our advisory board. We engaged Lantana Capital out of Houston, Texas, who I've known for a long time, and a CEO of a Colorado-based tiny home and modular home manufacturing company, Daryl Thompson, no relation. Yeah. We also bought our first residential property, Everett. We took possession of it in September. It's on a main thoroughfare here at Holiday Island. And I'm pleased to tell you we've already got $50,000 equity in it.
Nice.
Yeah, the resident, it actually is our executive assistant. Her name is Megan. Megan is, she's got contractor skills. So when she's not here working in the office, she's there in that facility, residential facility, improving it inside and outside. We expect it to continue to appreciate in value.
Well, let me ask you this. So what are your plans going forward here in 2021? You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about maybe doing some things there in Holiday Island, but it sounds like you guys are really concentrating on this RV park and maybe some other, maybe a second one too with an RV park.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, as I mentioned earlier, we have a $1.3 million park, RV park, located near Dallas-Fort Worth Metro under contract. All the paperwork is in the title company right now as we speak. Well, we've got a commitment to provide the funding, which consists of $1 million cash due at closing. Then our piece will be $150,000 in closing. And we've got a commitment threat from our California-based investment company. So we've got two investors now, one in Houston and one in California. So that helps. This park in Texas is throwing off about $84,000 in EBITDA.
Okay.
And we believe that this year, if we could acquire it, say, it's 1st of March, we can improve that to about 110,000 for 2021. The other interesting thing about that facility is that it can be expanded rapidly. Well, we plan on putting a tiny home community there and or park models and or cabins. And as I mentioned, that Dallas-Fort Worth market is a hot market, a hot consumer market. So that's one. The second one is a campground located in Arkansas near us, near our corporate office that I'm very, very familiar with. I think I mentioned it in your prior shows that I was the district manager here at Holiday Island back in 2000 and earlier. So I know these kind of properties very, very well. So we've got that, we're negotiating that right now, and the board of directors for Holiday Island is warm to the idea. So we just started pursuing that. That also could be a game changer because it's right here in our backyard.
Well, that sounds good. Let me ask you this. Going, and I'm looking at short-term and long-term funding, where do you stand on that? As you know, one of the toughest things being a small micro-cap company on the OTC is funding and raising money.
Yes, it is. But as I said, post-reverse, we've been trading from 10 to 30 cents. Let's call it an average of 20 cents, which is pretty good for a micro-cap company trading on the pinks. Now, what we plan on doing this year, and we're in the process of doing it now, is upgrading to the OTCQB so we can have access to venture capital. But we've got a convertible note that our Houston and California-based investor groups are buying from time to time to provide short-term capital. And we've got commitments from Houston to provide $1 million to buy the Texas RV park. Our piece of that would be $150,000 at closing, which is coming up shortly. That would give us a 60-40 split of EBITDA after debt service. Those are the two projects, acquisition projects that we're working on now. And we believe we can close both of those in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
My guest today has been Gene Thompson. He is the CEO of Holiday Island Holdings, Inc., if you will. They're on the OTC market. You can find them under the ticker symbol HIHI. Gene, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That we're on the cusp of getting some significant commercial assets on the books, high yield as is, that can be expanded and improved profit-wise quickly. It seems to us that we're an undervalued stock and the ride's up.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back, like you said, in the next 30 or 40 days. Give us an update. I appreciate you for your time.
Well, we certainly will do that, and we look forward to it, Everett. Thank you for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.